Good morning, everybody. It's the Ounces of Information Podcast by Central States Beverage Company.
It is the January edition of the Ounces of Information Central States podcast, and an interesting one to kick off 2021. I've got a twofer in so many ways on my hands here. Later on in the podcast, you're going to hear from Kyle Kleiser from Boulevard slash Oma Gang slash Duval slash Lot. And I don't think that's any sort of exaggeration, because it's going to be a lengthy interview covering what we have to look forward to out of Duval, USA for the start of 2021. Also coming in is Corey Donnell and Eric Carson from the on-premise team to discuss on-premise happenings in 2021. I know that's a huge question mark at the moment that hopefully turns into a major exclamation point before the end of this podcast and before the end of the year. But before all of that, I've got with me Christian Nimmers from the marketing department.
Hey,
in to talk about some of the new changes that have taken place with the new website. And I mentioned the new website, csbev.com. You obviously know about it because you had to get to the podcast, which is located on the website. In addition to that, there are some exciting new features aside from a podcast, aside from an e-newsletter. There is a new CSBev installation request form.
That is correct.
It is it's lengthy.
I condensed it to one page, and it is very thorough.
How would you feel about using the term upgrade?
Upgrade is an appropriate statement, yes. Seeing as previously we were just using email, which is a great form of communication, and still is. But when it comes to installs, measurements, replacement, recovery, yeah, we now have a form that conveniently answers or asks all the questions you need to do that part of your job.
So because old habits die hard, and because change generally comes with questions, we brought you in to kind of discuss some of the differences. And right off the bat, there's a few things that you can note. And before we even get into that a little bit, we need to clarify that this can be filled out in person here in the sign shop if you're just on your way in and you got it on the top of your mind. But this can also be filled out literally anytime on literally any device.
On your phone, on your computer, tablet, whatever. You can access this through the website on the link, fill out the digital form. I will receive a copy of it and then print it off physically. So we're just trying to create a paper trail in every way conceivably possible. That way we can organize things a little bit better and get you guys your signs faster.
What makes it great is that there's no need to, this has already happened a few times, but there's no need to email again on top of this form.
Right.
You get that email.
Yes.
And everything that they include in that form.
Correct. And I know it's a little bit of a shift and a change, and it's different, and that's going to take some time and maybe some growing pains, but this is also a work in progress. So if you guys do have anything that you think can improve these fields, these questions, or this form, we could definitely make alterations. We want this to be a tool that makes your lives easier and gets you guys what you want faster.
So getting into it here a little bit, right off the bat, there's some familiar faces here, like account name, account hours, you know, and what it is that they're looking to get. I don't think that's different from the old form by any stretch of the means.
Right. These are the expectations that we had already set forth, but this is more of an exact estimation of what we need. Not just address, but an exact address. Things like, is there a ladder needed? Is there a outlet within 6 feet of where you're wanting to hang your lighted sign? What material is the exterior wall mural going on? These sort of things can help us divine what you need and how we can help you best in a shorter amount of time. That way, we're not communicating, bouncing back and forth between calls and emails like 7 and 8 times. You can get what you need down on the paper, and then within one look of the sheet, I can tell you exactly what you need, and we can set you up that way. It's a lot faster. It's a more streamlined sort of process now.
I think one of my favorite additions is down here on the second placement, where you ask one for relevant brands, which is key, considering so many times it's just, well, you know, I don't know what the inventory looks like. Just whatever you got, let's throw it up there. What we're trying to do is best service our suppliers and the brands that are moving or need a little nudge. And that's exactly what these lighted signs, that's exactly what these custom graphics are for. Having that relevant brands puts it at the top of mind for you to think about while you're filling this out as to what exactly do you really want to see in this store.
Right. And relevant brands is obviously anything that's applicable, but then there's also a field for what it is that you want. So you can tell us they carry all these brands, they move these specifically very well for us, but then when it comes down to it, if I had my preference, this is the lighted sign I want. Then we can bounce back to you, oh, hey, we're out of inventory on that, but we can bring you that other brand that they happen to carry in lieu. So
I even like this, is it inside or is it outside? Nobody really thinks about how consequential and important that actually is, especially right now when you can't really do anything outside.
Yes, yeah, so I feel like we've only maybe focused on or made these sheets seem like they're for neon specifically, but these sheets can be used for just about anything. Everything from measurements, installs, replacement, to the recovery of any of our point-of-sale signage. It is your form for us to gain space in any of your accounts.
All-encompassing. Neons,
exactly.
Signage. You just want to log in and say hi. There's other ways to do that. I just recommend just emailing it. But you know, if you want to fill out the entire form,
yeah, sure.
Christian's awaiting it. It'll go right to his email. It's great. This new form can be found online, csbev.com, in the B2B section. You have been given the password. If not, ask your USM or manager. And
it's also at the bottom of my signature. So if you've ever received an email from me, there is a link to the same exact form.
There are so many ways to get this new form. It's a very, very cool form. Christian spent a lot of time on it, and it is all-encompassing. It should eliminate any sort of communication errors between the account, the rep, us.
Yes, and I know they are thorough, and we've had a lot of these come in already. I know that these probably take a little bit longer to fill out than an email that just has the name and the address, but this is going to help you and us as a collective, immeasurably. It's going to help us immeasurably.
Especially in market right now when you can't necessarily do a lot outside. What is it looking like out there, Christian?
Cold.
Thanks for the weather report.
You're welcome. not much to report, yes.
Again, this new form is online at csbev.com. You need to check it out. It is very, very thorough, and it's going to go a long way in helping eliminate some issues that we've had in the past. Christian, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
I mentioned earlier in the podcast that this was a twofer of a day, having multiple people in to discuss even before the interview, which is Kyle Kleiser, still coming up. But life moves pretty quickly here at in the podcast world, and if you don't adapt with it, you're going to get left behind. And just like that, even before this while this podcast was going on, I originally said it was going to be Corey Dunnell and Eric Carson from the on-premise team, but Eric is not here. Instead, I still get graced with the presence of Mr. Corey in the on-premise.
Well, hello. My first podcast, so I am ready to go.
I'm also so glad you're here, man. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us.
We're here to talk a little bit about 2021 and the on-premise team, especially because, you know, that was the big segment that was impacted pretty heavily from the events of 2020.
Yes, I would say 2020 was a very trying year for on-premise, both retailers, sales rep-wise, supplier-wise, with the products being switched from keg beer to packaged beer is a very interesting year to say.
Obviously, you know, there was a big question mark as to what this is going to look like, but I personally think the on-premise has a potential to be a huge exclamation point before this year is done as well.
Yeah, speaking with retailers, suppliers, outline markets, you know, Beer Business Daily, all the other trade magazines are out there, and podcasts, I mean, everybody's looking right now after, you know, vaccines come out, March 1st is kind of a target date, March 31st, it's a rolling number. Venues, sporting events, right now we're looking at all the venues with bands traveling again. I mean, I think the second half of 2021, in my opinion, is going to be kind of like the Roaring Twenties we all laugh about with everyone's in the trade bags. It's, everyone that's been going out is going to go out, and I truly believe once the ball gets rolling, everyone's been cooped up for a year. The money's there. The accounts are ready. I mean, I think it's going to be a very good year.
It's such an exciting and refreshing thing to start talking about bands and concerts and things happening again.
Yes. For us, I mean, with all the venues in Kansas City, Kansas side and Missouri side, live music is a key piece of our sales, along with all the venues itself. Right now, everything's just been on hold. So all the venues, I would say probably 99% of them closed down. Some did some outdoor stuff to try to, you know, save their venues. And I know there was a lot of legislation that was passed to save live music venues. And Kansas City has a very live music presence with a lot of our big accounts, locally and nationally branded accounts. So I think, you know, those guys, I mean, they're very optimistic. And now the PPP money is supposed to start up again. So that will be a huge influence to help those guys out to make it to, you know, spring, summer when bands are traveling again.
So, you know, before we even kind of reflect on 2020 just a little bit, looking forward to 2021 and talking about that moment whenever things start to look a little bit more normal again, do you, you've been out in market this whole time. Do you see, you know, this being more of a gradual thing, or is everybody just so ready that this is going to be a powder keg right out the door?
Our opinion is I think it's going to be a powder keg. I mean, between restrictions between Missouri, Kansas, there's a big disparity in right now in restrictions of capacity, social distancing. So the Kansas side of our business is trending a lot higher than the Missouri side for that reason alone. And they're saying right now restrictions should come off sometime in January. So I think that's going to level the playing field. We have a lot of accounts that have shuttered, you know, till March 1st or till the end of February, just trying to make it through, save the money they have. So I think when it does open up, there's going to be St. Patrick's Day is kind of a target. Everybody's up. The weather is nice. What's going to happen then? Once bands are booked, you know, Big 12 tournament, NCAA tournament, Royals opening day. And we're under the assumption that when it does, it's going to be a powder keg.
That's very exciting.
Yes, for the sales team and for the accounts, I mean, everybody, and the big issue we're going to have right now is getting accounts back up to speed with personnel, having staff there to handle this along with the venues. I mean, because everybody hasn't worked, and those people have found other jobs because the on-premise world was decimated.
Sure, and I think that's kind of reflected on how we're talking about this and the tone that we're giving. Like,
yeah,
you could tell there's excitement, but it's definitely some cautious optimism, and a lot of it's contingent on, you know, a lot of things happening that especially are out of our hands.
Lots of A, B, and C has to happen for it to kick off, and I think nationwide, you're starting to see a lot of celebrity chefs that put in funds, so there's a lot of stuff to keep the on-premise alive, and they're saying nationally we lost about 15% of the total on-premise business. Years to come, how it's going to affect the on-premise world and kind of just the feel of on-premise. I mean, cause if you go from 100 accounts down to 75, down to 50, you know, we got a lot of local independent guys, a lot of talent, a lot of chefs have closed, a lot of Kansas City is a hot spot for food. So many James Beard chefs and stuff here that have all struggled because that high-end food is a very cutthroat business. Margins are tight. They don't have multiple chains to survive. So that's going to be a big thing, is to get that part of our business fired back up.
Well, and so much of that, like especially with the James Beard winners, is not necessarily just what's on the plate, but it's the ambiance and the feel around it. It's the atmosphere.
Yes, and that's kind of what Kansas City was known for. I mean, the last 5 to 10 years, I mean, we've hit the, you know, national scene of, hey, Kansas City's a hot spot for, you know, you take downtown, we, you know, lost Rieger, we've lost Bluestead, we've lost a lot of big accounts with James Beard chefs. We're almost up to a full year of on-premise being closed, so, you know, getting that fired back up. I mean, Michael Smith, you know, you've got, you know, Selena Tia. There's so many places that have been affected by this. So that's going to affect us, you know, getting those guys back up to speed, and hopefully they can survive.
Sure, absolutely. And I guess, you know, switching gears just a little bit, the silver lining to this conversation is being nearly a year in to these just drastic changes and this shock factor of losing basically the on-premise.
Overnight.
Is you know, we've learned to adapt. We've learned to make things work. You know, I've seen the on-premise team in here a lot grabbing things, getting things out there, and you know, learning lessons as we go. So what are some of the bigger lessons that we've taken away from this pandemic and kind of some things that you'd like to see see stay afterwards?
I would say, I think the loyalty to for us and our customers, and we've tried to partner with them to make it through these tough times. I mean, when you walk into an account and, the owner's in tears, hey, it's been my business for 20 years. I might have to close. I mean, we're kind of a psychiatrist, best friend, sales rep, keeping that relationship going. Hey, what do you need from us to help you out? Here's ideas. We've also seen a trend of everything going back to a lot of nationally brands, staples, Coors Light, Miller Light, Guinness, Boulevard Wheat, Pale. I mean, all of our top brands that were kind of affected throughout the last 5 to 10 years when it comes to craft beer and everyone trying something new. After the pandemic, off-premise, everyone went back to staple products, and we're starting to see the same on-premise. The numbers that are driving are national brands. People aren't really want to experiment. If they've got the money and time to go out, they want to know what they've had before, and here's what I like, and I'm not going to try something new. So that trend's going to affect, I think, in the future how on-premise does it, plus when they pared down all their inventory. Now they're like, we don't need 27 bottles of IPA. We need the top five selling beers. So,
no, you're not wrong.
Yes, I mean, you're starting to see. I mean, inventory wise, I mean, a lot of operators, the on premise was doing very well. We were coming off the Super Bowl. We were coming off, coming into St. Patrick's Day. Everyone was primed for it, and we pulled the plug. So people had to get rid of inventory. I mean, very emotional. A lot of people lost their jobs, families. I mean, it was a very trying time for our sales team, along with our customers.
And it's not been an easy road the entire way either, by any stretch of the means.
Yeah, it's been like our sales reps. I mean, we were fortunate enough to have an ownership group that kept our team on, kept them whole, which was very fortunate because around the United States, everyone lost jobs or laid off or furloughed. We transitioned to, going to the off-premise, delivering beer, merchandising, keeping the machine going. And still keeping our customers going. When we shut down for 2 months, we had to go clean out all the kegs, clean all the beer lines. So, those factors, I think we've helped our retailers, and I think when it does open up, our partnership will be stronger.
I don't think it's the understatement of the century to say that everyone's looking forward to this year and to see what's going to happen from 2021, especially in the on-premise.
Yeah, we've talked a lot of accounts. I mean, bars, pubs, going back to the 1800s, anywhere you travel throughout Europe or the United States, people want to socialize. That's not going to end. I think you'll see it slowly. The people that want to go out, they're all waiting, and I think that will be an influx of people drive to get-go, which are already out now. Then you're going to have that bubble of people like, hey, it's good to go out now. Over the weekends, I think we talked about with our team, but you'll be prepared because a lot of these guys haven't seen when the market is open, when we're selling lots of beer, what's going to happen. So it's going to be a change of gears to sell beer and service accounts that are back up to full speed.
It's good to hear, and good to hear from the on-premise. Good to hear from you, Corey.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Have you picked up any sort of habits or hobbies during this time?
I'm tired of Zoom calls. Facebook portal's a new interesting thing. Except, even as my wife would say, this is killing you. Because, on-premise team is a very social team. We're used to being out in the market, seeing people. That's how we do our relationships on-premise. It's a business, but it's still relationship-driven. So that piece of it, getting everybody back out, is going to be kind of fun to see everybody again. And I think just the customers alone are ready to, back to normal, which, we don't know what the new normal is going to be. And I think that's what everyone's struggling to find out.
It's true. We're all in the same boat. And what I'm kind of hearing is, though, that you've not taken the steps to start your own YouTube channel yet.
Getting close.
All right. We're ready to hit that like button, smash that subscribe button. Corey's YouTube channel.
Ready to roll. Here's how you pour beer, people.
Oh, man. Corey, greatly appreciate you coming in. Like I mentioned, here in just a few, we're going to have Kyle Kleiser in from Duval, USA, talking about all the things that they're bringing to the off and on-premise here in quarter one in 2021.
And we've got a lot of new products coming out with all of our suppliers. And also getting back to, putting stuff back in kegs. We had a lot of, in the last 9 months, was only available off-premise. We weren't kegging all the specially released beers. We've had to take it slow for the sheer fact of, when you're at 50% occupancy, you can only have that many people in there. We're doing 25% of the sales. So it's kind of a slow burn. But we're anticipating, coming into Q1, end of Q1, Q2, that things are going to take off.
You ready to, as far as math goes, you ready to stop hitting the division button and start hitting the multiply button?
Yes, we just rolled up 2020, and it was a rough year. Off-premise is definitely drinking, whether it be, house parties, everything, but then you come into the wintertime, that's slowed down. So I think once it does break, I think that's going to be something in the history books for us, from what happened to us from going to 0 to 50% to 100% to 120%. It's going to be quite a ride.
Scars, memories, nothing we'll ever forget.
No, it was one of those you look back and you think, well, it's March will be a year. So, it's went very fast, but it's been very you know, trying for the sales team, especially on-premise, trying, you know, how to get through this? You know, how, are we going to have jobs when it's said and done? Is there a future for on-premise? I mean, because really no one knew at that point what was going
to
happen.
For sure. And kudos to the team for keeping it together this whole time.
Yeah, they've tried to keep up. We do a lot of, hey, things will get better, you know, 6 months from now. So now we're down to, you know, to everybody who said that it's almost over. We're almost there. January, February, just because we're, you know, recycling numbers from Super Bowl. Restaurant week this year is going to be a totally different feel with, you know, everyone pushing for to-go food. So the sales of beer won't be tied into that. But, I mean, the restaurants are kind of excited about, hey, we got to get people in the door. You know, everyone's just trying to make it to March 31st.
That's a good plug, though, too. Restaurant week is coming up starting this weekend, right?
Yep. January 8th through the 17th. And, you know, everybody's done most of their menus. It used to be $15, $35. Since they're going to do restaurant week with 50% capacity, you know, it's kind of a loss leader for them to stay busy during January. So now, if they can double that number, at least they have some revenue coming in.
Before I let you go, I know Mr. Carson could not join us today. Is there anything you'd like to say on his behalf?
I would say he'd probably tell you that I'm probably one of the best on-premise managers we have in the city, but he would want to tell you.
You heard it from Eric Carson via Corey Donnell first, that Corey Donnell is the best on-premise person in the area.
That's what my boss tells me. I'm the best on-premise manager at Central States.
All right. We had the best on-premise manager at Central States on with us today. Corey, again, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Stick around for Mr. Kleiser. Well, the good news is we're already in the process of recording at the moment, just because I like to have everything on the record. and also, there is one thing that I do want to kind of do some house cleaning before. The conversation that we had prior in this podcast that I had with Corey Donnell mentioned a lot of Restaurant Week and starting, and it should probably be emphasized that KC Restaurant Week is going on right now.
Right.
It's very exciting. They're rolling with the times here, given everything else that's going on, and kind of shifting this more towards, you know, takeout and curbside to go. And it's very, very much worth your time. These restaurants are staples in this city. This city, like Corey mentioned, is a food hub, and we need to get out and support them. Kyle, have you been restaurant weeking?
Yeah, I went last Friday. My wife and I, the sister-in-law and her boyfriend, we went to Piropo's up there in Briarcliff.
Yeah.
And it was packed, which was awesome to see. And we crushed some beef medallions, a little an empanada. Caitlin had lobster tail. It was awesome. Man, we had a great time. I love Restaurant Week. We try to do like two or three spots every year. This year's a little different. Obviously, because we're actually really busy, just in life in general. Yeah. But, yeah, man, we checked it out last Friday. It was awesome.
It's a very, very fun time. Good time of year, KC Restaurant Week. And glad to know that it's still going on during all of these changes that we as humanity are going through. That being said, it is Kyle Kleiser in here with me doing the interview. Kyle is with Duval USA. That is a quite large hood of brands that we cover, from Boulevard to Boulevard's Beverage Company to Oma Gang to Duval to Shoof to even Firestone Walker.
Right, yeah. We have a lot going on. You know, obviously here in Kansas City, 99.9% of our time is covered with Boulevard, but it is super important to consider everything else that's underneath that Duval USA umbrella, because they're all really profitable and great beers, more importantly.
Solid quality portfolio and lineup. We're going to try as good as we can to delve into as much of it as we can in the time that we have, which, you know, I don't know what you know about podcasts, Kyle, but, you know, there is a time limit. And
yeah, you know, the podcasts I listen to like two, and that one is like an hour and a half long, the other one's like usually 30 minutes. So
we're real restrictive.
Set the timer.
Let's get right into it. I know, you know, let's start with the big boys, Kansas City's beer, Boulevard Brewing Company.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on in 2021.
Yeah, man. We, you know, as a company, 2020 was crazy. I'm sure you probably have said that or heard that a million times by now. So no need to look back on that. But looking forward, we have got a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of innovation, a lot of fun things coming out of Boulevard Brewing Company alone. That we're really pumped to talk about and share with everybody. Anybody that can hear this, I want to share this information with you, right? So I don't even know where we should start. Looking forward to 2021.
I got a pretty good idea.
Let's hear it.
Let's start with the one that just hit shelves starting this week, is you know, Space Camper's newest companion, Gigahop.
Yeah, man, this one is fun. So Space Camper, as anyone in this city should be aware now, is a fantastic IPA that we debuted, I think, 2 years ago now. While she is amazing, we have decided to expand her universe, per se, by adding some new friends, new characters slash beers to her little world. So think of it as like Marvel Universe situation going on.
Expanded universes are all the rage.
Right, yeah. Like it's, and so we're just beginning. Like we're just getting started in that process, which is super cool. So first up, well, I guess just say last year you probably saw some expansion of that with the Cosmic Mix Pack that came out.
Yeah, there was like wildfire.
It did. And that will come back this year later down the road, and we can talk about that another day. But you saw that with two different beers, Lotus Aura and then Starhaze, right? And that was our first little dip into that, to that world of expanding Space Camper's universe. But now we're going full-fledged, like, expansion. So Giga Hop IPA, he, it. I shouldn't say he or she. It's an it.
No
pronouns. It is a robot. It's a dual-hemisphere hopped IPA. So we've got hops from both the north and the southern hemispheres. And it's really great, man. It's like that mango, fruity, really juicy IPA. Not a ton of bitterness, but it's definitely there. It's not Space Camper. It's definitely a different beer, totally different beer. So but it is, you know, along the same lines of that hopped up aromatic tropical notes style. So it is awesome. It just came out, just dropped yesterday. You should be able to see it in stores. As if you're hearing this, you should be able to find it almost anywhere in the city. And if you don't see it, ask for it, right?
Absolutely.
So we were sitting around talking about this, you know, back a few months ago, and like, how can we make this fun and interactive and really cool? And, you know, we tossed out the idea of like, oh, we should talk about Space Force. And then we all thought like, well, Space Force, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole right now. Like, that's, we're going to avoid that. You know, somebody else beat us to the punch on Space Force, right? So we came up with the idea of Cosmic Force. And the whole idea is like, I want you to join Cosmic Force. So if you can hear this, I want you to join the Cosmic Force. What is that? Well, Cosmic Force is this idea of joining a mentality, right, where Space Camper and her friend Giga Hop now are on a singular mission to save planet Earth, because what? Planet Earth is the only planet with beer. So to do that, we are donating 7% of all profits from Space Camper and Giga Hop and the future beers towards a planet Earth. Charities that clean up plastic about oceans or are environmental friendly, like planting trees here in the Midwest. So 7% of all profits will go towards that.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought up the charity donation portion of that, because, you know, you hear in the tagline all the time, it, you know, save the earth, save the earth. It's the only planet with beer.
Right.
But, you know, we sometimes kind of lose track of what that means exactly. And so what that means exactly is that you are putting your money where your mouth is or where your tagline is, and you're putting it back towards the earth.
Yeah, for sure. and that's important to us, right? Because as Boulevard is an environmentally friendly company to begin with, you know, a zero waste facility. So all this kind of comes together in one nice little big bundle. And last year we did some stuff with Arbor Day and things with Space Camper. So, and we planted a tree at Kauffman Stadium, which was super cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, this kind of just rounds everything out. And with the addition of Giga Hop and future beers to come, there's just a lot of excitement around it. And then this whole Cosmic Force idea is just a, you know, it's just an idea. It's just a fun little program we put together to get people excited about, you know, Space Camper and her new friends. So,
well, you know, in the world of craft, IPA is always fire, and it's still growing even in the world of seltzers and everything else going on, which obviously we're going to get into here in a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But Giga Hop, I have had it. It's a delicious, refreshing, very easy drinking beer, and I want to touch on real quickly, since it's being billed as a dual hemisphere IPA, can you hash that out just a little bit and tell us a little bit more as to what dual hemisphere means?
Yeah. Dual hemisphere.
Okay, good.
There's two hemispheres. We got a north hemisphere and a southern hemisphere, right? I wish I had the sales sheet right in front of me, because I can't tell you exactly which. I know we use a ton of galaxy hops and everything.
Uh-huh.
Hence Cosmic IPA and Space Camper.
Sure.
so we are pulling in hops from north and south, northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere. That is kind of a unique process, I would say, or unique thing. So just combine those flavors and those aromas and everything. So I need to get the sales sheet and like memorize it, but I haven't done that yet because I've been so busy making pretty pictures and getting
a lot
other
of stuff going
done.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. So my apologies there. But, you know, the beer is, I sampled some the other day just for fun at 7 a.m. Just to talk to somebody about it.
Normal.
Yeah. And it's very smooth, right? Like, so IPA category, I've been selling beer for 15 years now, right? Which I guess is a long time. Anyways, my birthday's next month, dude. I'm losing my mind.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. The IPAs that I remember were always that, you know, bitter and piney and like really big, and you're just like, man, this is a lot going on. Like, yeah. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And now it's like IPA cat. That's just a total. It's just crazy what you can do with that. Whether it's a double IPA or if it's a milkshake IPA or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah. So Giga Hop is, you know, definitely along those lines of that really that juicy hoppy aromatics is the biggest part of it, right? And there's not a ton of bitterness with this beer. I would say the IBUs are probably up there. They're probably up similar to Space Camper, but they don't taste like it. You don't get that whenever on the back end or anything. It's awesome. I mean, big fan of it. So I look forward to it for the next few months, 4 months or so.
I've seen it, you know, firsthand convert a lot of non-IPA fans yeah. into IPA fans. And,
yeah.
and there's a lot of people that drink it like, you know, Coors Light now.
I know. So. It's crazy, man. Like, I've got family members that would never touch a craft beer. I'm like, I just, you know, try this out. And next thing I know, they're all on board.
You got any more of that juice?
Yeah, man. You got that Cosmic? I'm like, what are you? Oh, Space Camper. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you
like,
need your fix.
We'll find
you.
It. So,
and you're not stopping there, you know. You mentioned there is an expansion of the universe, and Giga Hop is the first friend. And without maybe giving away too much information, there's more friends that are coming along the way here.
Yeah, yeah. So back to this idea of Cosmic Force. Yeah, there's more friends coming. So Giga Hop and the rest of the gang will be a rotational IPA series that's kind of comes out every 4 months, right? So every 4 months, you'll see a new character slash beer. And surprise, surprise, we've got a double IPA coming out this summer. He will be known as Major Volta.
Okay, yep. Major Volta.
Yep, so sneak peek there. Major Volta, and that is our double, an Imperial IPA, actually. Let's call it what it is. It's an Imperial IPA, hence Major Volta.
Nice.
And he is the villain in this world.
I was going to ask if there's going to be a bad guy here.
There is.
And it's an IPA.
And it's a big bad boy IPA, yeah.
See, I was thinking it was going to be something like a dark stout or a Saison or something like that, but no, it's IPA versus IPA.
It is. And if anybody's from our marketing team is listening, I would suggest that we create some more fun things like that. Take, like, you know, some, you know, Darth Vader-esque type beer and yeah. make something maybe next year. So I'm going to write that down. And then I'll look like a genius back at work.
Hopefully
so thank you.
Nobody else is listening to this podcast. Just, you know,
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. You have all the credit.
Yeah. And then, you know, as we go through the year, there'll be some other characters dropping in and some fun things that come with that. It's really cool. You'll see a lot more about that on social media and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's stuff happening with Space Camper in this universe that I don't even know about yet, which is also cool because I get surprised all the time.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for that. But right now, it's all about Space Camper and her new buddy, Giga Hop.
Yes. Very, very exciting news coming out of the Space Camper universe. Let's move on before Disney asks for a check.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the other stuff that you have going on with Boulevard Brewing Company side. The fan favorite, Berry Noir.
Yeah.
Is now available all year.
Let's get it.
Rejoice.
Yeah. Hashtag what jam band should have been is what people throw out there.
I wasn't going to say it.
I said it because I was saying it last year when it came out and I was sampling people on it. Like, man, this is what jam band should have been. I'm like, yeah, we should probably look into that. So, super cool news. Berry Noir is now available year-round, six-pack cans, and draft. We just got some draft in, which is really cool because that's something, you know, we make great beers. We got wheat beer and Tank 7 and Pale and, you know, now Space Camper, we do a lot of eclectic, you know, barrel-aged stuff. But, like, this is just a standard, like, this berry sour beer with you know, blackberries and all this fun stuff. It's so juicy. To me, it tastes, it reminds me, you want to personalize it, it reminds me of being at my grandma's house. And drinking like Welch's grape juice on a Sunday morning with cheese frying up the bacon and stuff. It is so juicy, so good. It's slightly tart. It's not super bad. It's not like over the top. I really enjoy it. It is a great breakfast beer, tailgate beer if you're out there getting ready to start off the day.
Very true.
Or whatever. You know, no judgment here. But Berry Noir, I remember I was in I played foot golf in a little tournament this summer. It was, you know, 9 a.m. and we're out there stretching and getting ready and. And I was like, yeah, Berry Noir, sounds good.
We're two products into this conversation, and Kyle has already dropped Berry Noir being a breakfast beer and sampling Space Camper at 7 a.m. So if you have any idea where the direction we're going in here.
Yeah. What's funny is I don't drink after 3, so I get it all.
Day drinking.
Yeah. Well, you know. part of the job.
Nah, I love that too. Obviously, Berry Noir has been received quite well. Let's talk a little bit about the numero uno here, unfiltered wheat.
Yeah,
and some of the companions joining their side. Not that you're expanding the wheat universe by any stretch of the means, but you kind of are.
Well, we kind of are. How deep in the weeds should we get on that?
I want to kind of start with the one everybody's been whispering about, and let's make it a full fledged conversation. There's okay. there's a 100 calorie wheat beer coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's it called?
Wheat 100.
I didn't even see that coming.
Really?
No, no.
Yeah. That's, Wheat 100, baby.
It's very exciting though. I think the lighter calorie, the lighter side of beer is definitely one that people are exploring.
Yeah, for sure, right? And I think, well, you just see that in trends today. Like, everybody's kind of going low calorie, right? Or lower calorie. Wheat 100 is a thing. You should look for that in March. Now, I will say it's going to be cans only.
Okay.
Off the top. So, really excited about it. I've tried a few renditions of it. It's awesome. I mean, like, I wish it would have been a thing back when I was in college.
Don't we all?
Because I remember my first Boulevard Wheat at the Boone Tavern in Columbia, Missouri, 22 ounces at a time with a lemon and sophomore, junior, 15, 30. Like, it added up.
Oh,
quick.
Yeah. See, I went kind of a different direction in my college years, but with the same result. I didn't have unfiltered wheat first out of the Boulevard portfolio. I had pale ale.
Right.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
Still love it. It's one of my top fives. But, yeah, definitely felt that 15.
Yeah, man. But yeah, so we're going to fix that for all these new kids going to school that are turning 21. Yeah, Wheat 100 will be available in March. That's the extent of the details I have at the moment, but it is a real life, real deal thing.
That's fair.
And we're excited about it. It's going to be awesome.
I'm excited about it. I know, you know, a lot of people in the running world talk about how wheat beers are a very, very good post-workout beer because of what they can provide the body and the muscles and relief and stuff. So to have a 100 calorie option.
You know, I never thought about that. I don't run a lot. I tend to walk or just drive.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not alone.
A wheat beer is really great after you drive somewhere too.
Noted. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, drive somewhere, sit down, have a couple wheat beers, and, you know, do.
It's all about the mass audience here, mass appeal.
Yes.
That's
so
exactly what
you
this
runners
is.
Out there, get your Wheat 100s in March, and you'll see that. It's awesome. I mean, I think the package design is still being finalized. So it is, it's still very much going to happen, but it's, yeah, we're getting through these next 2 months, and then it'll be around.
Back to the fuller calorie beers.
Yes.
The unfiltered wheat, the mix pack drops this week as well.
Yeah, dude, the mix pack. So we dropped that last year just for a fun little trial deal, right? See how it looked and how it felt. And it felt great, and it looked great. So we've brought it back, but it's available now year-round. So it's a 12-pack mix. It's going to have unfiltered wheat beer, of course, kiwi wheat, which it had last year, grapefruit wheat, which it had last year, but then we're also adding a dry-hopped wheat in the mix as well. So there's four different beers in this mix pack now that you should be able to find on shelves now.
That dry hop wheat.
Yeah, don't say.
Look me in the eye. Is that 80 acre?
I don't know. I've been told it's not, but I mean.
No, it's dry hop wheat.
It is a dry hop wheat. I can't say. I honestly, it's not. I've been told, rest assured, it is not 80 acre, but I can't wait to try it. I haven't even had a chance to try it yet.
I know. I need to go get my mix pack as well.
Yeah. So they're out there. They should be out there running around. And we're excited about that one, too, because it is available all day, every day.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's talk a little bit about the Smokestack series, the higher ABV, the bigger stuff, the big guns.
Yeah.
Tank 7.
Got
still
it.
In the 16-ounce cans, still in the six-pack bottles.
Still crushing them.
I Kansas
had four
City
of
staple.
The week. I had four last, was it Saturday night, four 16-ounce cans, some quirks. We had a baby shower.
Oh.
Like a little small, socially distant baby shower deal.
Night beers for you.
Yeah. Wow. They're so good, man. Tank 7 will get you started. I love
it's true.
Seven.
And it's a good way to end the night, too.
Yeah, exactly. It will either start your party or end your party, depending on what you want to do.
Very
but
true.
It's perfect.
True.
I love Tank 7. And everybody loves I mean, it just won gold. Oh, did you see that?
Oh, yeah, GABF.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So
very well deserved.
Got a gold medal. So we got that, and which is amazing. Yeah, Tank 7 16-ounce cans are still a thing, still a very popular thing. You know, going to the can format was crazy. We all like, this is insane, but it allows for so much. It's more versatile, right? Like, you can take those so many more places than bottles, and especially the 16-ounce version of it, which is a big deal, but literally like a lot of liquid, but it's delicious. So
I believe it's a pint.
It is a full pint.
it's getting some company on the shelves this year too.
Yeah, it's
with an old friend,
a BFF. Yeah, so we will transition the calling six-pack bottles will transition to that four-pack 16-ounce can format. I think next month, February-ish. As you probably all know, there's a can situation going on in the world right now. So,
a little bit.
But I think we're locked and loaded. I want to say it's February, if not March. Anyways, in the next few months, yeah, six-pack bottles of Calling will transition to four-pack 16-ounce cans and go right there next to their friend there, Tank 7, on the shelf and just look beautiful.
Very cool. I'm very excited. Calling's a great beer.
It is, right? And that's one of the first big double IPAs that I remember drinking, which sounds crazy because they didn't come out that long ago.
I think IPAs pre-hazy are just a polarizing subject for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the calling was kind of a good intro to that, too, because it was more on the tropical front than it was just that piney, super bitter, kill your palate sort of vibe.
And I remember back in my beer journey, when the Calling first came out years ago, I was like, man, that's just not my style. I wasn't a big IPA guy to begin with, and I've slowly, my palate has evolved. So I think the Calling's fantastic. So
that's awesome.
Excited to see it in that can format and to have it in my fridge next to the Tank 7 cans that I keep stocked up.
You kind of broached the subject here just a little bit then, but one of the things that I definitely wanted to talk about was obviously 2020 didn't really go the way that any of us thought it would go this time last year. And there's definitely been a need to change. There's been a innovation that has stemmed from it, and I think we're starting to see that with Boulevard as well.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys are changing and doing moving forward because of this.
You know, adapt or die, right? You have to do that. Our leadership team has done a great job, and we've everybody across the board has done a great job of adapting and preparing for whatever life is during a pandemic, post-pandemic, whatever. So, yeah, in a normal time, we would be going out with the Giga Hop or any new beer and sampling, hand sampling people right there at a store or sampling people right there. We can't do that right now. We're not going to do that. That's not responsible. We're trying our best to just get this stuff, this information out there to people. And, sampling people costs money. And that's, since we're not doing that, we're kind of taking our funds and allocating stuff and rethinking the way we can go to market to get consumers interested in our stuff. So we've kind of worked out some, I guess, online rebate programs. So we've got some really cool things coming with that. I guess right off the top, the first thing I can think of is our good friend Unfiltered Wheat, which we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Right. So you will see, everybody knows what Unfiltered Friday is, but we've kind of revamped it in this new world. Unfiltered Friday used to be, hey, Kyle, go out to a couple bars on Friday night and just hand out some shirts and high-five people and buy some beers and hang out, right? That's not going to happen right now. I can't go around and high-five people. I would get kicked out of the place. So Unfiltered Friday's got kind of a fresh look to it, right? Unfiltered Friday's switched up a little bit to where now you go into a bar that has wheat on tap. You order two wheat beers and an appetizer. You take your receipt from that place that's the restaurant. You can submit it to a website, and we will redeem you for $4 back on your appetizer through PayPal or Venmo.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
That's innovative.
Yeah, it's super easy. Go drink beer and eat. Support our local restaurants. Take a picture of your receipt. Send it to us. We'll pick up the tab for $4.
Yeah, so that's great. That's a very innovative path.
And that's just one. That's just one, right? We're taking some other stuff. We're doing some other fun rebate types things, whether it's with Boulevard Wheat, whether it's with Quirk, or even Tank 7 and cheese.
Yeah.
Fling, and it's like prepared foods. Like, there's a lot of cool rebate stuff that we're doing throughout the year or for limited times or whatever. And it's all through a website. It's all online. There's no mail-in stuff. There's no instant rebates. It's all you should show up, or you get your receipt, snap a picture, send it to this website, and then get paid by a third party. Simple as that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's all about learning from, looking back and using it to move forward. And I think one of the things that
was very Matthew McConaughey you just did there.
What, like, was that? Did I just Lincoln at it?
You did. look back to go forward.
Oh, man. I should have sighed a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
But I missed opportunity.
We are sitting in a Lincoln, by the way, a Navigator, if anybody's wondering. Yeah. So he is definitely, I'm surprised we haven't heard an ad read yet for Lincoln.
I've been very inspired by the current situation. one of the things that a lot of people are looking forward to is more sports and MLB's return, and that means the Royals here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Obviously, things, not to beat a dead horse, things didn't go the way that planned last year with the Royals baseball and our partnership with the Royals.
Right.
But, in 2021...
I don't know. So you want to talk about like what's going to happen? I don't know. If we're on track for, so opening day is April 1st. We got that, right? We
nailed it. As of right now.
Pending.
This whole conversation is pending moving forward.
You should do a disclaimer at the beginning. It's like everything that was said is pending the world.
Yeah. We'll see where we stand a month from now.
Yeah. Opening day is April 1st. So we got that lined out. Whatever capacity is, we're going to roll with it, that means we'll have some fun stuff out there for you to try, we'll have some great items and different packages maybe.
Sure.
Maybe a tall boy seltzer.
No. Okay.
Foreshadowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a nice little Easter egg.
Yeah. If you're listening to that, anybody listening.
I think so long as we can right now say if things stand the way they are. We will hopefully be enjoying
beers
at the ballpark.
At the K, in crafts and drafts. That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
My goal. It was funny because I was like, oh, what's like, it might be 25% capacity. Or I was like, all 25% of those people are going to be up in crafts and drafts because that's like one of the most popular places in the ballpark,
very
right?
True,
at least
very
for the,
true.
The people I go with are like, let's go to crafts and drafts. I'm like, let's go. We got to get up there early.
Yeah.
Well, all things pending, we will have beer in the ballpark and we're excited. And we'll have our great beers that you know and love. We'll have some fun, cool, stuff that is new. Crafts and drafts will always, feature some really fun things that you can't find maybe out in the mezzanine or whatever. But all in all, yeah, we're planning all hands on deck, go forward with whatever restrictions we have to abide by. We'll see what happens. I'm excited. I can't wait to get out there. Like, it's crazy to think, like, I haven't been to a sporting event. Well,
oh, I know.
I guess 1 year exact.
I
think my wife sent me like a memory of one of the playoff games last year that we were at. That's the last sporting event I went to other than my kids' soccer games.
Yeah.
Which I coached and no big deal.
I remember the Post Malone concert at the T-Mobile Center now.
After the parade.
That was it.
Right. So I cannot wait for baseball, some beer, some peanuts. Oh, helmet nachos. I love helmet nachos.
Helmet ice cream. Yes.
Anything in a helmet.
Everything is better with baseball and the ballpark in it.
I might get some of those helmets and just take them home. And, I could eat a salad out of them and be like, this salad's delicious, right?
Yeah.
I mean, salad is good.
Let's be real. We're going to do nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nachos with lettuce on top. Taco salad.
There you go. It's a salad. It's healthy. It's fine. It's in a helmet. Royals, Boulevard,
Royals.
Ballpark. This year, let's go.
It's going to happen.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
No disclaimer.
Till anybody tells us otherwise.
Yeah, there we go. A little disclaimer.
But it's going to be out there. We're going to have plenty of beer out there. Get out there. Support the boys in blue. It's going to be great. Let's go Royals. Clap, 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 clap.
Speaking of plenty of beer, before we move on to the Boulevard beverage portion, I kind of want to talk about the sister brewery, Oma Gang, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because there's some exciting stuff with Oma Gang and the New England IPA.
Yeah, man. So Brewery Oma Gang, our friends up in Cooperstown, they've been around for quite a long time, right? And they've always made some fantastic beers. In 2020, right, they kind of had to take a step back and look in the mirror and be like, what are we doing? What's going on here? What's working? What's not, right?
What's going on here?
Right. And one of the things that really worked for us in 2020 was this Neon Rainbows New England style IPA. Which you should have seen here in the city. Like, we did some limited stuff here in the Midwest. I default back to, 99.9% of my day is talking about Boulevard, beverage, or brewing. And then you work in some Oma Gang and do USA stuff here and there.
It's
in the right spots. But Neon Rainbows came out last year, and, it was one of those things where it was like, let's just try this. This is just crazy enough to work. And it did. And it took off, and it became, one of the number one selling brands for Oma Gang across the country, right? We're going all in, dude. Head first. Don't even check the water. Just diving in. We're going Neon Rainbows, 16-ounce cans, and then a partner on the shelf, Neon Lights, which is a hazy, which they're both a New England style. They got a hazy. Call it, whatever. It's the same to me. But
yeah, I know. But you're right. The descriptors do make sense. And Neon Rainbows in particular was one of my favorites to come out of 2020.
Yeah.
And so to see it kind of going full force into 2021 and that packaging is
bright
and beautiful.
Yeah, man. So you'll see it on the shelf from a mile away, right? It is big and bold. And so we redid the packaging just for that point because the beer is amazing, first of all. And then the packaging I loved it the way it was, but I could see they needed, first of all, they were going to printed aluminum, so they couldn't do the cool rainbow on printed aluminum because that was a sticker. So anyways, they revamped the packaging. It looks awesome. It really pops off the shelf. If there's any bars out there that have like the nice back bar coolers where you can see all the options.
Sure.
Like, that thing's going to stand out big time.
I'm excited. Yeah. More neon.
And then we're doing some fun stuff, too, some collaborations. One with Sloop Brewing, which is out of the Northeast. And that beer is going to be called Neon Pools.
Oh, okay.
Pools is just Sloop backwards.
And we're going to see that in Kansas City?
You'll see that in Kansas City in April. 16-ounce cans of that. And we're going to do some limited draft of these beers, too. I've kind of talked to my friends here at Central States about, like, just what, like, draft program looks like for that. So we'll do some limited stuff with draft here and there.
Sure.
You know, those come in, people will be made aware and they'll be available to purchase. And maybe we'll rotate them around a little bit. And then there's Neon Rainbows, which was a double.
So good.
Right?
So good.
That comes back out in midsummer at some point. So long story short, oh my God. And then, yeah, three fills. I just kind of glossed over this. I mean, three fills is like...
I'm watching the wheels turning, yeah, and it's a lot of fun for me.
So three fills, we love that beer. I remember that was like one of the first Omegang beers that I tried, a few years ago. When I worked here at Central States.
Yeah.
I was like, this is unreal. And it's still unreal. And it's so unreal that we're going to convert that from bottles to 16-ounce cans as well.
Delightful. You're absolutely right. It's a darn good beer.
Yeah. So, like, when you're out at retail or when you're out at an account, you know, your Omegang focus is our priority for that is Neon Rainbows, Neon Lights, Omegang, three fills, 16-ounce cans for Brewery Omegang in 2020. And I'm more pumped about that because I think there's a lot to be done there, especially with the IPA category.
Sure.
And then, like I said, the packaging alone, it's just going to pop off the shelf. I'm looking at your iced tea over here, iced coffee, and it's reminding me of the same vibes.
Oh, well, yeah, it is kind of a neon-esque sort of look.
Yeah, orange and pink, but yeah, it's fantastic.
We talk all the time about how beer is associated a lot with memories and beer is associated a lot with situations.
Right.
Three Philosophers for me is my fireside beer.
Yeah?
That's what I have out by the fire pit.
Nice.
And it's so good. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens with that for 2021. I'm excited to have that in 16-ounce can form readily available so I don't have to run to the fridge more often.
Right.
Which is nice.
Man.
Let's talk real quick about Duvel and the quite unique partnership and endorsement with Sam Ryder of the PGA.
Yeah.
You know, we already talked about the Royals. We talked about all these different beer partnerships. Boulevard kind of goes out of the box a little bit with that. I don't know anybody, especially in the craft beer world, that's going to the PGA. And
yeah.
What do you do more in golf other than golf but drink beer?
I've never golfed sober.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, this just makes sense. It's such a cool thing. So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing with Sam.
Yeah, so Sam, we had a partnership with him last year. And, you know, the logic is that, you know, Duvel, that's a high-end, nice beer, and it kind of pairs well with the idea of golfing, and it's really fun. So, yeah, Sam is our guy on the PGA Tour, and it's just kind of marries the golf and like, this nice, you know, great beer for post or during post, whatever, golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's kind of
during.
Let's
be real.
Pre-golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of our spokes guy going forward with this in 2021. And that involved, you know, some POS with him on it and you know, a lot of golf stuff, too. You know, we're going to have some cool golf bags and different things that we'll have available, little kits that we've created. And then I think we have a little enter to win deal for a little golf trip out to Phoenix at some point.
Nice.
This year.
I'll look for my invitation in the mail. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Next to the golf bag, right?
I can't. The golf bag and a cat. I'll be your caddy.
All right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, man, that partnership with him is, you know, this is year two of that. And it just, it's like a high-end, nice little thing to kind of tie it all together. You know, like great beer for the course, right? Duvel Single is delicious. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, world, people listening, but we can that beer here in Kansas City, Duvel Single. It's shipped over to us, and then we can it here at Boulevard.
Look at that little bit of education information.
Yeah, so that's basically like the freshest Duvel you're going to get.
Go out there and get those Duvel cans. But also, you know, don't forget the bottles. Bottles are classic. They're unique.
So Duvel Single 16-ounce cans are out there, and that's what we do here. We can here in Kansas City. And then the Duvel bottles, like the OG, the OG Duvel, you know, Rate Beer 100 Duvel, that's shipped over just like normal.
You can't go wrong with the Duvel in your hand.
No, man, that's a classic beer, too.
And swinging a golf club in the other.
There is, and it's fun. And
we can go all day on Duvel.
if you want to.
I feel like it, just for the sake of the conversation and to do the rest of this justice, we probably need to talk a little bit about Quirk, considering how rapid wildfire that took off in 2020 for us here.
Quirk, man. We've been quirking it in 2020.
And this
2021,
is,
too.
I feel like Boulevard threw out the best response to Kansas City's response to Quirk, which was, hey, we found a seltzer that is unique in a market that is currently being saturated with product after product after product.
Oh, my gosh,
Quirk,
yeah.
Quirk is working. So the answer is 37 more flavors.
Let's do it. 37 more.
That's a bit of an exaggeration, I admit. But
no, but you're not off the mark. We probably have 37 in the works.
That's awesome.
But
that's good news for us.
Yeah. So Quirk, man, Quirk is insane. It came out during a pandemic. We weren't able to sample it. We weren't able to get out there and market it. I mean, we marketed it like we could, as much as you could. But for the response it's gotten, it's unreal. So it recently, it's the one of the top three seltzers in the city.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Considering all the names in the game.
There are some big names in that game.
Yeah.
You know, some of them here, some of them there, wherever. But we are a prominent fixture now. And we did it with three different six-packs. And then we decided, well, shoot, well, then now we'll do a mix-pack, right? So now we have one mix-pack, and then we still have the three original six-packs. And there's a lot more coming. And when I say a lot more, like there's another mix pack coming, and the mix pack you have currently will change to a different mix pack, and things will change the same. And there's new flavors, there's innovation on flavors, and I'm not gonna sit here and just pretend like I can't tell you about it, because I will. Coming right out of the gate is a berry botanical mix pack, and it's gonna feature beers you already know, or drink beverages you already know. Blackberry sage,
nice, in there. Staple.
Yeah, strawberry basil lemon.
So good.
Okay.
Nice colors too.
Oh, beautiful. But this is where it gets more beautiful. Cherry lime or cherry blossom lime.
Hold up.
Cherry's a berry, so yes.
Did you say cherry blossom lime?
Yeah,
cherry lime.
Cherry lime, cherry blossom lime.
Okay.
And that's been down at the beer hall on tap, like testing it, and it's got excellent reviews recently. So
I can imagine.
Yeah. So
those two flavors tend to go well.
They do. So that is number three, and then the fourth one in that mix pack will be blueberry lavender lemonade.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's the herbal component. I always mix up the order of the words, but you got the idea. So yeah, that's the berry botanical mix pack that comes out, I believe, in March-ish, and it'll replace the existing mix pack we have. So UPCs, I think, stay the same for whatever. Here's that. But yeah, super cool. Excited about that one. And then on top of that, we're gonna throw out another mix pack midsummer. I would not be doing you any justice if I just might as well tell you about it now.
Dropping all the info. All
right. So that one's gonna have it's a citrus mix pack. Pear yuzu, which we have.
Yeah.
Now, which is, you know, pear yuzu was funny when we were trying all the different flavors. It's like, man, I like this one. Everybody, you asked five people which one their favorite was, you got like seven answers, because all three of the original flavors are fantastic. And pear yuzu was always one for me. I was like, I like it. But now, like, I go back to pear yuzu as like one of my favorites, because like, yeah, I just buy a mix pack and just run through them. Strawberry, pear, blackberry, strawberry, pear. I just go back and forth, because like, they all complement each other in different ways, or it's just crazy. So anyways, I got off on a tangent there. So pear yuzu, there'll be a little grapefruit twist.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. FYI, mix that with some OJ. You got yourself some Five Alive going on in there. If anybody knows what Five Alive was, or still is, I think it's still out there.
Dating yourself just a little bit.
Oh, again, my grandma's house, some Five Alive.
Worth it.
Delicious. And then she had these little donuts that you could microwave. my grandma cooked, too. Don't get me wrong. We didn't
Boulevard
just
is
around.
Straight nostalgia. That's all this is.
Oh, man. So grapefruit twist. And then the other two will be hibiscus lemonade.
Okay.
So kind of like a pink lemonade.
Yeah.
And watermelon, salted lime, watermelon and
man.
Lime.
Exciting! There's a lot of stuff coming from Quirk.
So yeah, that I just rattled off. We have three, and then we have the five new flavors, and then they'll go in mix packs, and then we'll see what happens. And then I might have dropped that Easter egg earlier, but we will see some 19-ounce cans.
Yeah.
Of strawberry basil lemon.
Nice.
And
that's the answer.
And then
more seltzer.
Big boys. Taller boys is what I like to call the 19s,
and,
by the way.
You know, for the few out there that may or may not have had the chance to try Quirk, and, you know, maybe even still be on the seltzer train, or, you know, lean about it, maybe not want to do it quite yet. What makes Boulevard Seltzer so unique is that you guys use monk fruit. Am I wrong?
That is in the flings.
Oh, in the flings. Okay.
Yeah.
Then let me rephrase that. You guys employ a lower calorie, 90 calories, right?
Yes.
And real
juice.
Real fruit juice.
And that's really the key there. So that's probably why you're thinking of the monk fruit. We use real juice in all this stuff. There's no artificial flavor. It is legit juice. That's where the color comes from. When you pour out this, when they pour out a blackberry sage, it's a beautiful, you know, mauve or purple color.
Yeah.
It looks amazing in a glass over some ice. You know, the pear yuzu has kind of that Chardonnay or, you know, that lighter straw color that is really pretty. Even the strawberry basil lemonade has a tinge of unfilteredness to it. It has like, it looks like lemonade, right? Like,
yeah.
You can't see through it. Just really pretty stuff. They look great. And that's because of the real juice that we've added to it. So they are delicious and they're all 90 calories, which I think is huge. I didn't mention, so the 19-ounce cans, strawberry, lemon, basil, there will be a 19-ounce can of the cherry lime blossom as well. Sorry. Oh, no.
Man, if you've made it this far in the podcast, you are getting rewarded right now with all this information. This is exciting.
And I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but
it's
out there. Yeah. And I'm sorry, world, but those are coming. Oh, get excited because I can't wait
to
get my hands on those.
Kyle came here with his secrets bags packed.
I did, and I'm sorry, Boulevard Marketing Team, if I'm saying too much.
Well, we thank you for it here at Central States and beyond. Anyways, you mentioned fling. Glad you brought that in because that's a good segue.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fling mix packs.
Let's get flung. Fling mix packs. Those will come out. There'll be a little mix 12-pack at some point this spring. I don't know the exact date. I'm sorry. But we will have those at some point, and it'll feature the Light and Bright series. So it'll be the Blood Orange Vodka Soda, Mojito, and then the botanical gin and tonic, right?
Nice, yeah.
Boom. Sneak in, or whatever you want to call this, alert. We're going to be adding in a vodka lemonade will be part of it, and then there'll be a 4-pack of the vodka lemonade available for like a limited time release this spring. So
nice. That's very exciting. I saw an opportunity just then for me there if you want to see my wheels turning. I don't have a sounder for any sort of alert notification, but I think I just got one. So, yeah, probably just moving forward in any podcast conversation,
alert. It's
just going to be Kyle going, boom, alert.
Boom, alert. RTD alert, 4-pack of the vodka lemonade, and I've tried it. It's vodka lemonade, like it's great. You know, we're still using our partnership with 360 up there in Weston, and we still have the partnership with Restless down there in Northtown. And so I think those, you know, those good Kansas City or Kansas City Metro companies that we're using are great. And that'll be fun, man. Like a RTD mix pack, grab that thing before a little party, head on out. You got a little bit of everything.
Sounds like the plan everybody wants.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting. Fling, very exciting. Quirk, very exciting.
There's a lot, man. Like, yeah, I sit down and think about this every day, all day, every day, I feel like. And there's just a lot to process.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know? And so, like, I'm sitting here, we're having this great conversation. I'm like, man, you brought up the golf thing. I'm like, man, I forgot about the golf. Like, there's just so much stuff. And then I forget about it. Even though I literally wrote it on this paper.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of stuff, but it's awesome. It's a lot of good stuff.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not like we're sitting here saying, oh, man, new year, what are we going to do? It's you've got a plan.
Big time plan.
And Duval's got some really cool things coming down the pipeline, as always.
Yeah.
But also just always pushing the bar of innovation.
And this is, I mean, we didn't even touch on, there's a lot of other stuff. This is just kind of our core stuff.
Oh, we still got time, Kyle.
We do. I mean, there's other stuff coming. You know, I forgot to mention grapefruit wheat draft. You want some?
I do.
We got it, baby.
I'm ready.
Post Irish Ale, you'll see grapefruit wheat draft.
Nice.
So that's fun. You know, we've got some limited stuff coming out. You'll see that get released as it comes. But I could try to tell you about the first one, but I can't because it's beyond me as to what it is. I just know that it's going to be.
You already shared the 19 2-ounce quirks. I think we're good on
good
the secrets
for
there for now.
It's
yeah,
not
you,
a secret.
Keep,
it's
keep
definitely,
a few things behind in the treasure chest.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm not very good at like holding stuff back. I'm just all. Bleh.
I'm really doing this for your marketing team.
So. Thank you. I am going to get so much trouble.
I want to get you in a little bit more trouble. Though before you're out of here, I do a thing.
Is it who's the most famous person in my phone?
No.
You want me to call anybody?
But I do want to know.
The most famous person in my phone. I've got Mark Alford's number. The degree of famousness, I don't know. But
okay.
I had Dick Leinenkugel's number for a while.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
that's a fun one to drunk dial.
We should. I probably still have it. Yeah, probably Dick Leinenkugel. Sorry. That's a fun thing from a podcast I used to listen to. Like, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Yeah.
And then they would say, like, oh, I have Snoop Dogg's number. Like, call him.
Yeah. it is kind of along those lines. It doesn't count towards my questions, though. So,
okay.
So we still have – it's a thing called five heavy hitters. All right? These are the five questions I'm going to ask that are a little off the board that require an answer, though, from you.
Five heavy hitters.
Question one.
Yeah.
We all know the Chiefs are in the playoffs.
Don't do this to
me. This is very exciting.
Yeah.
We all know they have a chance to run it back for a second Super Bowl. Kyle Kleiser, what Boulevard beer would you sacrifice? And it's got to be like a staple.
Oh, I was going to say, I had a quick answer there.
Nope, none of the test beers. Give me a year-rounder, core, seasonal, just one that is a Kansas City Boulevard staple.
That I would sacrifice for another
no more.
Super Bowl?
It's gone.
Well, all right. This is a tough one.
I'm coming out of the gate hard.
I feel like a jerk doing this, but single wide.
Oh, to the gut.
Yeah, for me,
single wide. A single wide, okay. A single wide IPA for another Super Bowl. Yeah, that's a fair trade.
Absolutely, because I got Space Camper. I got Giga Hop. I got stuff I don't even know what about yet. So, yeah. I got backups on backups. How many Super Bowls can I get?
Just the one.
All right. That's sorry. Single wide, but you're out, bro, for another Mahomes Super Bowl. I'll take it.
that's a good question number one. Question number two, though, since it is the New Year's resolutions are a big thing.
Right.
I don't know where you stand on the resolution scale, if you're for them or against them or if you do anything, but I think it is safe to say that most people do at least approach the New Year with like, well, I'm going to try and tackle that this year.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So with that in mind, that being the kind of definition
right.
of what resolution is, what resolution do you make almost every year knowing it's going to fail?
Oh, my God. It's always like, I'm gonna eat better. Like that one just
You're
fails.
You're always going to eat better.
Oh, like I'm going to mix in a salad more often. Because like in this industry, as a lot of us know, like you're constantly out and about, and it's like, you want to get lunch? Yeah, so let's get lunch. And then you get you're ordering a cheeseburger and fries. You should really be getting a salad, no fries at all. So I'd say that one is pretty consistent in my resolution memory bank. It's like, you know, I think I'm going to try and eat better during the week, and it almost always fails like the first 4 days.
Yeah,
like,
but you know, this might be your year. Things like Wheat 100 coming out and all these quirks. You got a chance.
It might be.
Don't give up.
I had a – what did I have for lunch yesterday? Not a salad. So, yeah.
You know what? Give up.
On to the next one, right? I'm going to quit answering heavy hitter questions.
That's it. We still got three more.
Okay. What do you got?
Number three, Boulevard. Talking about innovation, has done a lot of really cool partnerships.
Yes.
With The Last of Us and Quiet Place 2. Obviously, those things didn't go exactly as we wanted them to.
Right.
But still ran with it and still saw some success from it. And I think that there's obviously potential for that to continue. But, without delving into too much, looking back, what blockbuster movie should Boulevard have partnered with?
Man. Like, at all and any time in the history of the world?
One stipulation, I think we should probably avoid anything Disney just so we really don't get a phone call.
That's fine. Well, shit, they own everything. I don't know what don't own. man, that's cool. Like, so... Some of my personal favorite movies of all time, like Jurassic Park, things like that. I don't know what could be done with that.
I was about to say, what Boulevard beer would be in Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be a big old scary beer.
Dark Truth?
That would be necessary. It's funny, I had a conversation the other day with Adam Hall, our brand manager.
This would be a good question for him.
It's super for him and Davey Culligan,
yeah.
For sure. But it's funny because we have a collaboration beer coming up, and they left a sample on my desk, and I tried it, and I was like, oh, man, this is crazy, and, you know, the flavors of this and that. And he was like, yeah, it's the hop variety and this cryo hop or something like that, which I assume is some deep frozen hop that they've frozen. I don't know.
Yeah. Right?
He just said the word cryo, and I instantly thought of Demolition Man.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, right?
That's a good one, though.
Neither did I whenever I said the sentence. But, yeah, I was like, oh, man, this should be a Demolition
okay,
Man theme
okay.
beer. So that's something. I don't know. I'm not super good. Now you got to get my brain thinking there.
I got to move you on, though, to question four.
Yes.
Question number four. In top of mind reference for everybody, all anybody can think about is COVID. How you've used this time kind of depends on the situations you've been in, but I think it's safe to say a lot of us have maybe tried picking up a new hobby or a new habit or a new thing we liked. Is there something that you've picked up in this time frame that you just don't want to get rid of?
No.
You want to forget it all?
No, man. Like, this whole thing was crazy. You know, I had some time this summer, and when stuff was really hitting the fan, and I had an opportunity to spend some more time with my kids during the week, which was really cool. Like, at that point, Kate and I had moved out of our house, and we were moving to a different house. So we lived in an apartment for a little while, right, with our two boys. And so, like, I kicked it at the pool with my kids for a little while, which was super fun when things were really up in the air there for the whole world. So, like, that family time was really important, I guess. And I wouldn't call that a hobby. Like, that's a...
No, that's a good answer, though. But I think more time with the family.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, it was awesome to just to hang out with them and, you know, be a... like fun dad and the fact that we had a pool available to us at the apartment was really nice. It was like instant babysitter.
Yeah. So no kidding. Just make sure they don't drown.
The last day I almost lost one.
Why are we laughing?
I don't know. It was scary as hell. I don't know what I was watching him like a hawk, and I was like, don't go down. He was on one of those the types of pools where it just kind of gradually goes down, you know?
Yeah.
And zero entry. And the little guy, you know, he just like doop doop bouncing, and I was like, "Yo, you're getting too far." And next thing I know, he just went under, and I just straight Hasselhoffed it, dove in face first, and swooped him up. And
I'm glad it came out the way it did.
Yeah, of course, man. Like I said, I wasn't being the parent like sitting there on my phone. I was actively watching them, and I gave him fair warning, like, "You're gonna go under," and he did. And then I just straight up Baywatched and got him, and I was like, "Wow." That was intense, and that was the last time we went swimming.
So lifeguard skills is the thing that you would keep from the pandemic. That's what I'm picking up from this. I got you.
Way to pull that out of there.
Look at this. Yeah. I got one more for you.
Okay.
So first question was, for another football championship here in Kansas City, you would sacrifice single wide.
Yeah, of course.
Single wide is off the table.
Oh, don't do this again.
What?
I'm so nervous about this next few weeks. I'm going to be a wreck.
What Boulevard beer would you bring back for another Royals World Series?
Well, that's like a win-win.
It is.
Yeah. Huh. Man. Yeah, I'd have to bring back like something crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's up to you. I'm sure a lot of people listening have a lot of opinions on this one.
I can hear Georgia Hoopers yelling Lunar Ale. Yeah. For some reason, even though he hated it.
I'm sure 80 Acre is getting quite a bit of a play here. I'm sure Boss Tom's is getting some play here.
Boss Tom's, yeah. But I want to like think of something different. Like, I want to go completely opposite of that. Oppo, as they would say. Boogaloo comes to mind for some reason. Which is insane.
Oh, that's sold, man.
But have you ever like really sat down and drank that beer? Like,
it's so good.
It was quite good.
It's so good.
Now, yes, I don't want to drink all of them at once.
I do.
Yeah, but like that beer had a place, and that place made me feel good and like tropical.
Are you saying Boogaloo's gone?
I'm not making.
You're dropping this information, Kyle.
If that happened, I don't see why we wouldn't. But I don't know, man. I'm sure Tech would love to celebrate a Royals World Series with us.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, man. I bring back some Boogaloo. Why not?
That's delicious.
Like
that's
a win-win question. I get a World Series. I get to bring back a beer, and that one just for some reason that just jumped to my mind. That was the first thing.
And I think obviously all of this kind of goes with a disclaimer here in that Boulevard, you retire beers, but not really.
Nobody.
Every now and then you're going to bring one back, you know.
Yeah, beers never really are gone.
They never die. They just expire.
They do.
Go past their code date. Beers don't really. Also, okay. Disclaimer. Beers don't really expire either. We can get into this. But yeah, they change their flavor and this and that. But they do go out of code. So beers don't die. They just go out of code.
They do. And we always still have the recipes. Like, we can make anything.
Yeah.
You know, if you give me a compelling argument. Not that I can make that decision.
There are so many people listening right now that are wanting all of these beers revived because it's going to mean another Royals World Series, Kyle.
Well, yeah, I take that. That'd be bad. Wouldn't that be sweet if we could finish off this little run with the Chiefs and then maybe the Royals do something crazy, which they've made some good moves, it looks like, in the offseason.
The wheels are turning again.
They are. You see, when this happens, I start staring off, like, away from him. Like, when he's talking to me, I'm looking in the eyes. When I'm sitting here, I'm, like, really thinking about how cool that would be and all the stuff we could do. So
Kansas City, I think this sounds like a real possibility. So maybe we're going to see some championships based on Boulevard Brewing.
Don't. Everything I've said here is not worth anything.
Oh, everything you've said has actually been of good information, and yes. and that's why we do this. That's why we wanted to bring you in. That's why we wanted to talk about Boulevard and Duval and Fling and Quirk and Oma Gang and everything that's coming down the pipeline from Duval USA in 2021.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, and we didn't even get into like some other stuff.
Yeah.
So we can do this. I would love to do this again, and maybe I'll be prepared for my five questions.
No, you won't.
No. Damn it. That was a very between two ferns of you to
that was good.
Sneak attack me.
This is why we do this. Kyle, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you for the invite. It's always a pleasure. I love coming down here and mixing it up with the guys and the gals and saying hi, because I don't get to see you all as much as I used to, obviously, when I worked here. So it's always kind of come down. It's kind of exciting. Like I've been watching the door and seeing who comes in and comes out.
It's a lot of people.
There is. You guys. And I remember when this particular building wasn't this building.
We would have had to been doing gymnastics.
Yeah, right. And we would have, if we wanted to do this for real, we'd have been down on that that old building that's now gone, and we would have been probably in a dusty corner somewhere.
Fixing neons.
Yeah. So yeah, I love getting down here, seeing y'all, and I love any interaction with anybody. If you ever have any questions, you can hit me up. You can always hit up Steve Linder too. Like, let's not forget, Steve Linder's the man here in Kansas City. I told him I was doing this, but I was like, you can come, but he's got a million other things going on that he's got to kind of cater to with his role. But he's always available too, and he loves to talk as well. So I mean, if you want to talk about a timer situation, you would have been here for quite a longer time.
You would have maybe pulled a timer out.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, man, we're here. We appreciate the support from Central States and everyone, anybody that hears this. You know, we really appreciate the support of Kansas City and everybody. So thanks for having me down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you have an ad read you wanted to read?
No, I didn't have anything. But I am looking at the clock and I'm seeing it's 10:30. Let's go get some Tank 7.
Oh, God. This is
of Information by Central States Beverage Company.